This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The State Health Department is sending reminders to parents and guardians about the importance of keeping kids up to date on routine childhood vaccines. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Starting this week, the agency will send the text message and email notifications. They'll go to parents and guardians of nearly 8,400 children ages 0 to 4. Those children have records in the Colorado Immunization Information System, which show they may be overdue for one or more routine childhood vaccines. The list includes diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, influenza, and others. Data show routine vaccinations are down considerably since the start of the pandemic. The texts will come from the number 45778. Emails will come from a state health department address. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Mesa County commissioners have approved a new solar farm that will cover more than 150 acres. The Daily Sentinel reports the project will be on state land board property north of Interstate 70 near the Grand Junction Motor Speedway. It will be able to generate up to 48 megawatts of electricity. A national weightlifting championship is coming to Colorado next summer. Colorado Springs will host the week-long event and more than 1,700 athletes. That's at Ed Robeson Arena at Colorado College. Colorado Springs is home to USA Weightlifting's governing body, but the organization has held its national event in Colorado only one other time in its 96-year history. Next year's competition is set for late June and early July. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver, much of Colorado can expect more rain today and temperatures staying cool, Front Range highs in the 70s, Grand Junction 85, and it gets warmer again tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.